So we arrive at the Otsego Club yesterday afternoon and are joined in a round of golf. Jeff Marcereau, our account exec, and I are joined in a wonderful round of golf on the tribute course by the head pro, Eric Kuhlman, and by the co-owner of Otsego Club, Roger Molly. I'd say it took us about six holes to say, how many holes you want to play today, right, Roger? It was cold out there, man.
It was cold. I gave you the everybody the out to go back, and Frank, you were the one that was keeping us on the course. So thank you very much.
I can't play golf.
That's right. That's right.
And my friend Jeff Marcereau, the account executive who puts this whole thing together, he started talking about, I'm so cold. I've never been this cold in my life. And Roger's wife Amy's here. And, you know, right then I knew I was in his wallet. Yeah. It was all over. Yeah. You know, you can't do that. And it's a good thing Courtney didn't make the cut for the trip this year. He lost his tour card is what it was.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, there's an official Frank Beckman Show Pure Michigan Golf Tour card, and he lost his this year for poor play last year. And I'll just say this. Had he been here, and I know you just asked about him, and Steve's going to be glad to hear that one of our main sponsors of this tour was asking about his presence. But had he been with us yesterday, he would have been whimpering like a puppy in a corner because it was so cold.
I could say I've golfed with him before, so I agree. I think that's exactly what he'd be doing.
You know, we not only enjoyed a great round of golf, but we were at the Duck Blind. I just call it the Duck Blind. It's got a longer name, I know. But the Duck Blind restaurant that you have here in the main clubhouse last night, I got to tell you, that meal was worthy of awards. It was unbelievable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got a 22-year-old chef.
We do. We do. Yep. A very talented young man, and he's just done an outstanding job. So we've put a lot of work into the restaurant and into our food and beverage program overall, whether it's here at the Duck Blind or for our special events or catered events. And in large part of that is the beautiful girl sitting next to my right here, my wife, Amy Molly.
He speaks the truth, people. He has so outkicked his coverage on this one. That's all I can tell you.
Well, thanks, guys.
No, that's okay. Amy and Amy made it really delightful last night because she just happens to be, in addition to a ski instructor, a lifetime member here, a golfer, a sommelier, did I say
yeah,
that
you right?
Said it right?
Yeah.
Sommelier, who gave us some of the stories about wine that I've never heard before, such as the origins of the battles for wine country in Europe that started with Napoleon.
Yeah, and thanks to your engineer, Eric, too. He was very informed on the matter also.
I know, but tell me about Napoleon starting a wine business.
Well, just in general, in history, everything is kind of connected to across, I mean, if you go back to ancient Greece, I mean, everything started with wine and it just progressed kind of across Europe and that sort of thing. It really has molded kind of where we are today. And some of the wine, there was a classification back in 1855, which basically put these top four wines in Bordeaux, where they are today, even. There's still some of the most expensive wines are called first gross. And that was decided back in 1855. And to this day, they are still very expensive and very good.
They were literally fighting back in the days of ancient Greece over grapes?
Well, not necessarily fighting back then over grapes. They were definitely using grapes to heal their wounds, that's for sure, at the end of the day in terms of drinking it. It really, really has I wouldn't necessarily caused a ton of riots, but it's definitely helped people at the end of the day.
Well, yeah.
helped us yesterday.
It certainly did. We were all very cold, and yeah. It definitely warmed us up.
And one of the things that Amy's done here is over the last couple of years is we're one of only eight restaurants in northern Michigan that have received the Wine Spectator Award, and that's in large part to what she does and the wine show that she puts on in the winter.
Well, I want to talk about that. I got to take a break right here, and then we'll come back. We're going to learn more about wines in this next segment of the show than I hazard to guess that our audience has ever heard before in their life.
Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
All right. With the Mollies, Roger Molly and Amy Molly from here at the Otsego Club on the Frank Beckman Show and the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. Visiting with Roger Molle, who along with Ryan Niles is the owner of the Otsego Club, and his wife, Amy Molle, who has done everything here. You were really a ski instructor at the age of 13?
I was, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And with Ryan, actually, too, who is a couple years longer than I was, but yeah, 10 years.
And that's where you met Ryan, isn't it, Rog?
I did. I met Ryan through friends at the Otsego Club, and I met Amy as well.
Through Ryan.
And I met them. So it all comes back to the club.
Yeah, you wind up here in the spot where the Gaylord Golf Mecca actually began. You wind up coming here, finding a business partner and a wife.
Yeah, I guess so.
And we found most of your golf balls yesterday.
Yeah,
so life
exactly,
is good.
Exactly.
Didn't find mine.
Well, it was cold. You know, you guys quit after 9 yesterday, Amy. Well, all right. So Mark Mitchell was asking about the wine sediment. That is proof that it's a good wine, though, right?
Well,
you get sediment?
The sediment falls out over the years. So actually, your bottle of wine starts as all the grapes have been processed and fermented and in the bottle of wine, and as it ages, it precipitates out solids that go to the bottom. And they are pretty undrinkable at the end. You definitely want to decant that, which would be pouring it into a glass decanter, glass something.
But you can still drink the wine.
Yeah, you can drink the wine.
It's like having coffee grounds.
Yeah, you absolutely want to separate out that sediment. You do that just by slow pouring it out into a carafe or a decanter if you have one.
Could you do it through a strainer if you wanted to, or no?
You could. It doesn't all get filtered out that way because some of it's really small. I mean, it really can look like dust at the bottom. So the best way to do it is just, you know, slowly pour it into the decanter so that it separates it.
So there's a bunch of cool stuff I want to talk about, like the wine tasting you had last year, and you had the former Heisman Trophy winner, Charles Woodson.
Man, what a good guy, huh?
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
A wonderful, wonderful man. I always admired him and loved him, and he's just a terrific person. But he's got a wine brand now called 24.
And we
sent him a picture last night. Amy and I posted for a picture, and I got my left hand on the top of the wine bottle with two fingers up, and the bottom hand, my right hand on the bottom of the bottle with four fingers up.
Right. Yep.
And he got it.
He got it. He got
it.
He liked that picture. He says hi, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
No, he does a great wine. It's 24. He actually does a Sauvignon Blanc also, and the Cabernet is what we drank last night. And he did come up to the show 2 years ago. The show is ever the first weekend in February, and it is about 100 or so wines. And I set it up so that you have an opportunity to taste wines that are $7 up to $500 a bottle to really kind of invite people in who wouldn't necessarily go out and buy a $500 bottle, but they'd like to try it. And it's usually a very popular event because of the span of different wines that we have from all across the country and Michigan here as well.
Michigan wines. We have great whites here. We can never get that full-bodied red taste, can we? Because we can't grow the right grapes? Or what is it?
No, you know, we have a shorter growing season in Michigan, and they're doing a really nice job out on the peninsulas and in southwest Michigan, too, of really picking the right varieties to grow up there based on the growing season. By a shorter growing season, I mean our bud break when the shoots actually come out start later.
Note to Steve Courtney, that's not a bud break as in Budweiser, okay? It's a bud break as in the flower break. So.
Yeah, exactly. And we just also don't have the temperature days that accumulate to do something like a Cabernet. Not to do it, to get it as full-bodied as you're talking about, or like they can do it in California. But they've been doing a really nice job with Pinot Noir, which has a shorter growing season, and their whites are spectacular. Sparkling is really good. If you've ever had Mauby stuff, it's really tasty. But they're doing a great job over there.
Do you have classes here in wine? Because I learned more last night about wine, I think, in that 3 hours or so we spent together with dinner than I've ever learned in my life. It was unbelievable.
It's mostly because I don't stop talking.
How did this start, though?
You know, I went to school at Michigan State for hospitality business, and they had...
Well, you didn't learn to drink at Michigan.
No.
never, not one time.
They had as part of my program, now they have specific classes in wine tasting, but they didn't at that time. As part of the program, there would be a two-week program, if you would, within the class that is that we're about wine tasting. So that's where I first got interested I started doing a lot of self-study, a lot of books, and a lot of classes, any classes I could become a part of.
And she's being humbled. I think
she's unbelievable.
She was very passionate about it, and I know when this is going back even when I was in law school, and we'd both sort of study in our respective areas of the house, and she'd just fully immersed in the wine books and the wine classes and really self-taught, and she's been out to California, and she'd done internships there, so it's been exciting to watch.
I ended up doing some stuff with UC Davis in California. I did a small harvest stint over at a winery called L'Aventure in Paso Robles, and
name dropper.
Yeah, it was.
And now you're starting your own little vineyard here too now, right?
Yeah, I planted about 5 acres of grapes, so
I'll be
doing a lot of weeding.
Do you have classes up here in wine? You really ought to do that.
I'll think about it in between my all my stuff going on, but no, I don't currently do that. But I try at least with our team of people here to educate everybody at the Atsico Club in terms of. The new wines that are coming in, and try and make a list that's really approachable, and that's working.
This would give you a great chance to explain elegance in wine, which I still don't get. I got to tell you, Raj. I mean, Amy tried to explain it to us for an hour last night. I kept going, "What do you mean the wine is elegant? What does that mean?"
You're going to be sitting on your couch one day, and you're going to have a glass of wine, and you're going to go, "Oh, this is elegant."
And I can smell the leather. I can't taste it yet. Amy, it was a delight, and thank you for everything. Roger, thank you for the hospitality.
Thank you.
Your people are great here. Your club is phenomenal, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good to be with you both. Roger Malley and Amy Malley here at Otsego Club on the Frank Beckman Show.